You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has been open for just over half an hour, so it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, the first thing that has happened this morning is the eagerly anticipated retail release of Clicks' numbers. What's happened?
Yeah, market welcoming those numbers. I think a little bit ahead of the forecast. The share price has been falling ahead of this, but reversed most of that today, up 5%, trading at 186 Rand. Volume, it's half a million shares just about. So it's 81 million Rand, so some keen buying coming through on that one. Perhaps, slightly ahead of a market forecast.
What's been the recent history of this thing?
It's currently trading 186. It's fallen from close to 200 back into the 170s, and so recovered nicely today.
Very good. I'm just going to get the SENS announcement out. It's the 6 months numbers to the end of February, and if I can just press a button instead of fiddling around like an idiot, I'll tell you exactly what they said, the headlines, that is. Group turnover up 6.2%, Greg, for the 6 months. Health and beauty sales up 8.5%. Diluted headline earnings per share up 13.2%, and an interim dividend was declared, which was 15.1% better. So not the sort of 20s that we're used to in previous years, but still very, very solid in a very difficult environment.
Yeah, the HEPS number, the forecast was expected for up 12.5. So it is actually a beat on HEPS and a market rewarding them with some buying coming in now.
Yeah, they say Clicks Group delivered another strong health and beauty sales performance in the 6 months to February 2019 in an environment of low inflation, subdued economic growth, and constrained consumer spending. It's the lipstick effect, Greg, I think.
I was just going to say exactly that. Yeah. I was waiting for my gap.
Yeah, I
because,
just wondered if you
would be fascinated by this lipstick effect.
This lipstick thing is amazing, because what happens is when you're down and out, you have to do something to make yourself feel better. This is the way it works. So you have to have some kind of luxury in your life. And so instead of buying a pair of Jimmy shoes for 27,000 Rand, you go out and buy a 200 Rand lipstick and put the lipstick on. It makes you feel good. That is the, I think that's what why Clicks does well sometimes.
Yes. And when times are going good, you buy more of said product. So it's those type of businesses are seen to be defensive, really, because especially the cosmetic side, it always seems to have a use for the ladies.
When I go to Clicks at the waterfront, Greg, I go in there to get some microdolls or something, and I come out with a basket full of stuff. It's very, very tempting, all those shiny things and pretty things.
Yeah, they're very clever with those impulse purchases. As you're standing in the queue, you're surrounded by interesting goodies there, and I think that's where they do a lot of their business. Yeah, but Clicks is sort of, it's got everything. You can buy portable radios there. You can buy soap and condoms and everything.
Yes, okay. Well, let's move on from that and talk about Tiger Brands Limited, because there's a class action summons issued against Tiger Brands.
Yes, I suppose this goes back to the beginning of last year when people were getting ill from some of those Tiger Brands products.
Yes.
Actually, one of our traders, and funny enough, ended up on carte blanche, and he got quite sick, but I don't see his name on this claim. But it's a sad fact of life that you'd think Tiger Brands would just put up their hand and say, how can we make this right? But it always ends up in court.
Yes, indeed. Greg, elsewhere we've got, let's have a look at the top five major moves up and down. On the upside, I'm just going to refresh my screen here. I've got Clicks, of course, up. Clicks up now 4.4%. MediClinic up 4.6%. Is there anything happening there? That's unusual.
Well, you remembered five we were speaking yesterday. It probably was knocked down in the closing auction yesterday and probably just recovering today.
Okay. So we've got that. Yeah. We've got MediClinic and Clicks. Then Absa Group again. I mean, one day it's up 3%. The next day it's down 2%. And today it's up 1.3%. So a bit of positioning there. It's almost as though some fund manager said, we like the new look Absa going forward, and let's get a chunk of this thing.
It's a proper traditional bull bear tussle going on there the last couple of days in Absa. Interesting. It's doing some big volume, but it always seems to be the banks and the financial services companies, foreign money coming in. That's the first place that they aim at.
And Dis-Chem hot on the heels of Clicks, I suppose, up 1.2%.
Yeah, but that's interesting. People doing the math, saying, well, if Clicks is decent, then Dis-Chem are more or less in the same space, slightly bigger stores, but less stores. But that share price spent a long time below 25, It's been a couple of weeks now above 26.71 now. So, look, the recent high, well, an 18-month high, probably around about 33. So it is off that high, but maybe the lipstick will help them out as well.
Yeah, there's no lipstick in the bottom five, of course. These are old-school South African JSE-listed companies, Kumba Iron Ore, Billiton, the two Mondies, and also Anglo American Platinum, also all getting a bit of stick this morning.
Yeah, and as we were discussing in the 5 o'clock shadow last night, the gold price had come down, the platinum, but so all those commodities seem to trade in a sort of range, really. I see today it's looking a little better on the gold and platinum side, but not helping those particular counters.
Here's a share that we haven't mentioned for the first time at the beginning of the show for quite a while now. It's called EOH, Greg. Now, let's just go back a little bit if we can. The trading update came out, I think it was Friday of last week, and the first few trades saw the share price fall on the day by 20% down to R9 per share. Yesterday, we saw it pushing up to R15 a share in the morning, and then suddenly it was R20 a share in the afternoon. What's it done today?
It's just actually ended quite interestingly, a volatility auction. So how the JSE put in the rules.
What does that mean? Can you tell us?
If a share is going to trade 15% higher than its previous close.
Right.
Which in this previous close was R20.18 yesterday, 5 o'clock. It's now just trading just above R23.06. So to calm the market's nerves, the JSE will put it into a volatility auction, which will last 10 minutes. People will put in bids and offers. Often it's a very good system because brokers tend to feed the orders in small amounts, trying not to spook the market up or down. But this is all cards on the table and saying, right, I need to buy X amounts of EOH. I'm putting my bid in on the screen. I'll trade where the option where the market reopens after the auction. And you probably get a lot more volume done that way. But also, people that are perhaps short and are panicking gives the brokers a chance to ring their clients and say, this is a situation, and everyone, let's have a cup of tea and think about it, you know?
Crikey, if I was long of EOH, I'd have more than a cup of tea. It's more than doubled in four trading days. It's extraordinary.
That's really phenomenal. From that low of R9, and I think on that particular day, it closed about R11.63.
Yeah.
So even from the close on Friday, it's now double, and I think it's going to be interesting to see where it comes out of this volatility auction. It's indicative price now is R23.25.
Interesting. Okay, we'll talk about that.
I thought it had run too far yesterday. Yesterday, but yeah, looks like there must be people that are short that are getting, taken them by surprise.
Yeah. MTN is another one which is very, very interesting indeed, because I think people are suddenly waking up to the fact that one of its companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange and was up another, 20-25% yesterday, maybe even more.
Yeah, MTN's been on the tear this morning, trading 102.78. It's seen a high past 103. So, all those Nigerian problems which they had, which pulled the share price from, just around 110, it looks like it can recover all of that by this very clever investment they've made. One just wonders how sustainable those type of moves. It's almost bigger than EOH. It's a GMA listing. I think it's on the NASDAQ. But that's powering the MTN share price ahead. So it's going to be interesting.
Yes, indeed. Greg, give us the indexes, if you would.
Sure. At the moment, the All Share is down 0.33%, down 182 points, 58,702. But in the green, we've got the banks up 1.1, financials up 0.4, industrials up 0.67, the retailers up 0.2, the gold index down 1.4, plants down 1.9, and the resources we spoke about in the top five down 2%.
Dollar rand 13.94, British pound against the rand 18.23, and the euro rand is 15.80, with the euro dollar 1.13.25. The euro getting stronger yet again, Greg. Let's have a look at the commodities, see how they... the gold price still mired below 1280. 1279, it's up two, but it's still under pressure this week. The platinum price 8.88, three fat ladies, up $6. And the palladium price is 13.35, which is $4 an ounce better, with the oil price back above 70. Brent crude in London currently trading at 72.29. That's 9 cents better. In the States last night, Greg, what happened?
Yes, Dow obviously had that blip earlier in the week, but up 67 points, so finishing at 26,452. So the US, you know, post sort of Trump election stock market boom continues.
Yes, indeed. And S&P futures this morning up 3. Greg, thanks so much for that. We'll speak at 5 o'clock with the 5 o'clock shadow. That was the opening. That was Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.